This is Forrest Elise interviewing Christiane Fiebrich on September 11th, 2015 for the Creative Push Project. All right. So could you start by just telling us a little bit about yourself?
What do you want to know? Well, I am French, but I live in Germany for 8 years. This is where I gave birth to my two daughters. And I live in I live here in the U.S. for almost 40 years, and my kids are completely Americanized. And that's it. What else do you want to know?
So maybe when we can talk about both births, try to keep them a little bit separate, you know, so we'll talk about the first one and then the second one.
Okay.
Can you take us back to the conception of the first one? Was it planned? Or?
No, the first one was not planned. I was not planned at all. I started to work, and I took a new job in February, and 2 months later, I had to tell them, oh, I'm pregnant. So that was not too fun, but I wanted the girl because it was not easy for me to conceive, according to the doctor. So I just went ahead and had Natalie in October. It was a vacuum birth because she couldn't come out. And I was asleep. They put me asleep because I don't know what exactly happened. But anyway, I did not deliver normally. That's all I know. It was a vacuum, you know, like a vacuum birth. And then when I was awake, I just saw the doctor at the end, and the baby was next to me. So this one, that's all. I don't remember anything.
How was... So when you found out you were pregnant, what was your feelings about the pregnancy? Were you very excited or?
No, I was a little annoyed. I was a little annoyed because it was not planned really, because I wanted to work a little longer. So I was a little annoyed, but it was just, you know, once after that, it was just okay. I just was happy to have.
Why did the doctor think it would be difficult for you to conceive?
Because these daughters have to conceive, but to give birth, because I was narrow, and the doctor said you may have to take a cesarean, but they did not do it, so they did the vacuum, because it was too late, I think, to do the cesarean or something. Because for the second birth, the doctor said to me, just be careful, you may get a cesarean, but it went without, so it was fine.
So you were always petite?
I was always petite.
And you stayed petite while pregnant?
Yes, I did. Nobody knew when I was seven months pregnant. People said, are you pregnant? Yeah. How much? Oh, 7 months? Really? When I was, they thought I was like 4 or 5. No, I was always petite.
Did you know the sex?
No.
So
at that time, we did not know. It was not common to know the sex.
What did you go through, like ultrasounds? And what was your experience preparing for the birth?
I just went to the doctor when I'm supposed to go, but I don't remember like ultrasound or something like this in Europe at that time. I just do not remember really.
And it had always been planned that you would go to the hospital when you gave birth, or did they have midwives? Or?
No, it was planned to go to the hospital.
And that was common?
That was common. And we stay a week.
Oh. Okay, so... Take us to, was it your husband at the time or boyfriend?
My husband.
Was he planning on being at the...
He was, but I said no. I didn't want him to be there. So he did not insist.
Do you remember, did your water break at home? Or?
No, I just started to have contraction. It was the middle of the night and my little suitcase was ready. And I said, Rolf, I think it's time to go. And then we went, and it just happened. Well, no, it was something else. I was late 10 days for my due date. And the doc said to me, so in 10 days, we will induce the labor. And just the day before, it was supposed to be induced, and I started to have a
contraction. You were lucky.
Yeah, I was lucky.
Because a lot of times the induction leads to another intervention.
Yeah. Yeah. I was lucky. It went good. Even so, I was a little freaked out when the nurse told me, oh, look, your placenta, where it was getting bad. So, But everything was fine with Natalie, so fine.
So was it winter time or summer?
October.
It was October.
So September.
So it was very cold.
No. It's like a fall in Europe is nice. It's like, yeah, it's nice.
So you started having contractions at home. You went to the hospital, checked in, mm-hmm. and then how long did that take for you?
The delivery itself. I think I was there in the middle of the night, around 2 or 3, and if I am not mistaken, I think she was born around 3 in the afternoon or something like that. I don't remember exactly. I just know the second one, but I don't remember.
So did you have an IV or what were the...
Not that I remember.
And you were laying on the bed?
Yep.
Can you describe the space, the room or anything?
I can't because I don't remember because, like I say, I was asleep. They put me to sleep, so I don't remember.
So tell me about that. So you didn't have an IV, but they gave you...
No, at that time, they don't give you... I think so. I vaguely remember that the nurse said, okay, you can push, whatever. There was something with pushing. I say, I have to put you to sleep now. I said, okay, fine. So, and then they put me to sleep. And then when I came back, like I say, the doctor was there and the baby was next to me.
So how did she, did you give you oral medication through her mouth, pill?
No, I think she gave me an injection.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's fascinating.
Yeah, the second one is much better.
So he told you that he used the vacuum, but you didn't actually see it or experience it?
No, he told me, yeah, because my paper, I remember being awake, waking up, and the doctor was at the bottom and take his baby out with the vacuum. So I don't know exactly what it was, but I was vaguely aware of it. But it's just all my paper that the baby was born by vacuum.
And your husband was not in the room?
No.
So when you saw the baby, was there like any sign? That
no.
There's pink and...
Yeah, there was pink. There was flat. But you know, when she was born, I mean, we did not have the baby with us in the room. They were outside and was always the head covered with whatever. So, you know, I don't tell you the truth, it's so long ago, I don't remember.
Did you nurse or...?
No. I did not have milk. Yeah, I had nurse.
And that was just, you know, naturally you didn't produce...
Yeah, I did not produce milk. So we tried. As the first time, it was always such a problem because I had to nurse her and I did not have any milk. So we have to put together prep formula. And it was such an ordeal because that was, just, you know, it was like taking hours to feed her. So the doctor said, forget it, just give her a formula and that will be fine. And that's what I did. I was the second one, I didn't try. I just gave directly the formula.
So, okay, let's talk about that. So how much time did you wait between the babies?
They are 3.5 years apart.
And
3 years and something.
And the second one was planned then?
The second plan was planned, yeah.
So what was that, you know, you just... 3 years have passed, and you thought, I really couldn't...
Yeah, but we are 2 years, and then we say, well, now we just, you know, we can have a second baby, so we just didn't pay attention, you know, so... Yeah, and then she was born in December, 3 years later, 3.25 years later.
So why don't you take us back, because you were mentioning before that the doctor had kind of prepared you...
Yeah,
for...
when I was pregnant with my second daughter, the doctor said, well... I would just let you know you may have to have a cesarean. I said, okay, fine. And when I went to, I had like 2 doctors, I think. When I went in December, when I said, okay, I think I have to go now, then they took me there and I came at 3, I think, and at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, the baby was born. So it was very quick. And I remember I was awake. We did not have epidural at that time. I don't know, not in Europe, at least.
You didn't have what?
Epidural, or, you know, this...
Epidural.
Yeah. I had what we'd call laughing gas. So I put it in the air. So we had laughing gas. And I mean, I remember that, laughing gas. And when the baby was born, the doctor pressed my belly, you know, to take off the suit. I was like, no! I was yelling and taking his hand because it was hurting, but I was done. So, I mean, the girl was born in like a couple hours.
So, and...
And very easy, even so, the doctor say, you know, you may have problems, so, I don't know. But the girl was baby, they were 5 pounds each. Okay, so they were very tiny.
Girl or boy, the second one?
Two girls.
So you started having contractions at home again?
Yep. During the night again, and then it was like 3 o'clock. I remember my husband, so I was ready, with my suitcase. I remember my husband taking my oldest daughter, because she was 3, in the car with us, because it was the middle of the night, we didn't have a babysitter. And he left me in the hospital without coming in, because that was he was with a girl. And they took me to where I was supposed to go and give me the baths and whatever they do. And at 6 o'clock, I called my husband telling us that we have a girl.
Okay, let's back up. Yeah. They gave you a bath?
Yeah.
Do they shave you?
Yeah.
Can you say that on record? Because that's unusual. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, they shave, yeah. They give you a bath and then they shave you and then they give you a laxative or something, you know, so...
A sedative?
No, a laxative, so you don't solve the sheet or something. Yeah.
So they don't give you an enema, though?
No.
I think you gave my mother an enema.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did give... Yeah, that's who they did. They did. Because, yeah, they did, because I had a big hematoma like this with the first girl. Here, right here, I couldn't sit.
Can you say that on record?
Though? Yeah, they did. When my first girl was born, they did that. Probably.
Can you say the word, though?
How do you call it?
Enema?
Enema, yeah. And, yeah, they did because when I was awake, or whatever, I couldn't sit. I was wondering why, because I had a big... was that called? Hematoma or something, you know, like...
A bruise?
A bruise, yeah, a big bruise. So that's what I know, I had one. And then for the second birth, they gave me one too. And so they cut, what you say, they cut the... That's what they do, they cut...
The episiotomy?
Yeah.
They gave you an episiotomy?
I don't know what that is.
It's where they cut from your vagina, make your vagina
wider?
Yeah,
that's it, yeah. That's what they did.
On the first one?
Both. I guess it did on the first one too, because this is where I had this big bruise on my derriere.
Did you have stitches?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you say they gave me an an episiotomy?
They gave me what?
An episiotomy.
Episiotomy? Is that how you said it?
Episiotomy.
Okay. Episiotomy. I can do that.
I think you did fine. Okay, so that's very interesting, you know, because those are practices they don't do anymore, which is one of these interesting things of doing this project,
yeah.
Particularly in Germany, hearing the stuff about sedatives and laughing gas, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So with the second birth, you went in, they prepared you.
Yes.
And then they put you on the bed?
Yes.
And they gave you a gas?
Yes, they gave me the laughing gas, yeah, they gave me a...
And you were still having contractions through all?
I was still having contractions, and every time a contraction came, they said, breathe in, and then they put the mask, breathe out, and the mask, every time you feel like it was hurting, and that was it.
And then, did you find the laughing gas helped with the contraction?
Yeah.
So then it was time to push?
Yeah, it was time to push, and then I pushed, and then, I mean, it went very, very, like I say, very, very fast. The first one, no, but the second one, it was like, psst.
And your husband was not in the room?
No.
So was it the same doctor?
Yeah. Yeah, there was the same doctor. Well, there was the same hospital. I was under the same doctor care. But it's the first time there was the professor itself who delivered me. And the second time there was one of this guy or whatever.
So did you speak German? Do you speak?
Yeah. Yeah.
And French?
Yeah.
Any other languages?
No. The English. If I say so.
Okay, so then you give birth.
Yeah.
And what was that rush? Did they say, it's a girl? Or?
Yeah, they say it's a girl. And we did not have a name for the girl yet, so I just called my husband. I said, well, that's her name. And I didn't even tell him to choose. I just called him and said, okay, we have an idea.
Hold on, why were you calling him? Where was
to
he?
Tell, but he was at home. Because he was at home with the first girl, with the first daughter.
That's right, because you didn't have a babysitter.
I didn't have a babysitter. That was the middle of, it was 6 o'clock or whatever, when I was, 5 o'clock when the girl was born. So I called him to tell him we have a girl.
So what name did he come up with?
I did, with the name, because I like the names.
What was the name?
Nadine.
Nadine? Yeah. That's nice. Wow, that's interesting. So then you stayed there for a week. Did he come the next day and visit?
Yeah, he come next way. Okay, I have to say, he was the first. I was in the same clinic for both time. The first time for my first girl, he came every day. The second time, he could not come. He came, but my daughter was not allowed to come with me. She was not allowed to go in the room with the baby, so we had to go out of the my room, out of the little clinic, and go in the hallway to meet her. So the children at a certain age were not allowed in the clinic when I was there.
So did you have a long recovery? I mean, were you in pain?
No, no. No, I had, no, I was fine. I had like a gym before, you know, like prenatal. And then when I came back, I did gymnastics too. And in a couple of 2 months, I was in shape.
So you did gymnastics?
Yeah. Don't you do that here?
No.
Yes, you do. What you call Lamaze.
Okay, let's back up then.
This is like Lamaze. What do you do with Lamaze? It's not like...
So you're talking about gymnastic type aerobics that are specific for...
No, aerobic, like stuff that are specific to birth.
You're talking about a birthing class, physical...
Yeah, yeah, I guess it's the same as you do Lamaze now or something.
Yeah, so can you talk to us a little bit about what that birthing class was?
Well, there was once a week, and then we went there, and we did exercise in breathing, in, I remember lying down, when, you know... One hand here and one hand here. Yeah, it's something like that. It was to prepare us, I guess, for the birth.
And were the husbands integrated?
No, that was just women. I never saw guys.
Did you guys, because a lot of times in America, it was normal to have like a support network, you know, where your mother would be there with you. Did you have family?
No.
Were they not in the area? Or was that
I don't have parents. I am an orphan. And my in-law lived in the other... I don't know, it was not... In Germany, it was not like... You were pregnant, well, fine, you did what you have to do, but, you know, that was not a big deal. It was not a big deal. If you wanted, you could go to this gymnastic lesson, I call them, but you didn't have to. It was up to you, you know, so... And it's the same thing after the birth. You could also take this kind of gymnastic lesson to, you know, to get fit. That's what I did both times. So I came back to my shape pretty quickly.
I'm reading about labor and delivery in France, mm-hmm. And they said that, I know you have a meeting to go
it's
to.
Okay.
They said that after women give birth, they're very much aware of like women's pelvic floor and doing exercises for our internal organs in a way that we don't in America. Like a lot of times women have incontinence after giving birth, and like in Europe they just don't, because they really do a lot of these. And they'll actually put like a ball inside a vagina and actually do some internal exercises.
Yeah, I never heard about that. Never.
I was curious. Okay.
No.
Interesting. Okay, so then you brought the baby home, and everything...
The basic was fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was...
How were the two of the little girls, the three-year-old with the newborn?
I think that was kind of a jealousy, you know, like here, like a rivalry with the kids, and then... But it was fine, but they were each in a room, so I was paying attention. You know, yeah, no, that was fine, it was fine, yeah.
So I'll let you go, because I know you have to go, but I want to ask you one more thing. We've been asking people to kind of come up with, like reflect on their experience and come up with a word or phrasing of words that portrays their experience or somehow encapsulates their experience. Uh-huh. And some people have said, I don't know, what are some good ones?
Transformative.
Like transformative, or it's like the birth experience, it was almost like their child was giving birth to them and they'd be changed so much as a person. Uh-huh. Can you reflect on your whole experience at all?
You know, I just thought that was so easy, really, both times. Even so, for the first one, I don't remember everything at all because I was half asleep. But for the second one, that was easy. And it was hurting, but you forget about that so quickly once you have, you know, we did not have all this injection or whatever that you do here, like my daughter did. Now they have the epidural, you call them, or whatever. But I mean, yeah, sure, it hurt at the beginning, but you forget because the baby's here and it's cute. And then, no, I mean, it was nothing. It was special because I have two beautiful babies, but there was not, I don't know, I don't see anything else I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that was good. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah, some I don't remember, you know, so.
I know. I know. But some of that is really fascinating for us because we haven't heard that perspective before.
You did not? Oh, well, the good things compared to here, so we stayed 1 week in the hospital.
Yeah.
So we were like really good.
Yeah.
When we came back, you know, that was nice.
Yeah, I stayed a while too, and and I remember that.
Did you have the cesarean too?
No. I was lucky. I thought I was going to have a C-section, but I didn't. It was vaginal.
Oh, I see.
I was very lucky because the recovery is harder with that surgery.
Oh, I was lucky too that I did not have one because it was good. It was like this funny thing. The doctor was saying, oh, be careful, you may get one. And then I went there, it was like poof, you know. Second time compared to the first one, I was like, okay, well, if that happened, the same thing. But no, it was fine, so it was good.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.